There's some who say that Pol Pot was nothing but a bully, a mindless killing machine. But that begs the question, is the bully at fault or the people who allow themselves to be bullied? Now, case in point. Charles Manson, eccentric folk singer from the 60s. Or was he? My take on Manson's a little darker.
Who are you and why are you interrupting my class?
I'm Edie Harley. I'm a transfer student.
Why don't you have a seat, preferably somewhere in the back? Now, for some reason, Manson has always gotten a free ride from the press.
But this is my seat.
Not anymore.
Ho-de-do there, Missy.
You're new here, so let me lay it down for you. I run a pretty tight ship around here. That's why the students call me the Hammer.
We don't call you that.
Shut up. Now, I have a very strict seating policy. This is Orlando's seat. So why don't you move your ample frame to an open seat?
I'll take this one.
That's mine.
You said find an open seat, so I did. I found this one.
And ran away from home. Oh, I made a lot of friends. Did a lot of time. I was a builder, a user, and a loser. I stole the TV. Did some more time. But now I'm back in school. And though the faces may have changed, the hassles are just the same.
I'm sorry. I thought this was unoccupied. Just for your FYI information, there's a latch. Well, I'll let you alone now. Maybe you want to pull those up?
Are you trying to embarrass me?
No.
I think you are. That agitates me. And then I react with violence.
Over?
Sure. Why don't we have
a
conversation with my fist?
Number one. Get your chubby chip claws off the copper top.
You just made a big mistake.
Oh, did I? It's go time, fatty. Huh? Go on, make your move. What? No screws around to hear your scream?
Lady?
You're lucky Johnny Laws would have stopped the fight.
Fight? There's a fight? Listen, girls. Violence never solves anything except conflict. I know. I'm a pacifist. I pass a fist. Get it? Okay. Get to class now.
We'll settle this after school.
She got the message. Okay, if you'll excuse me now, I have to mail a package.
Thanks for sticking up for me, Jerry.
Sure thing, Nuttage. I gotta mind my bitches. Now, if you don't mind, I'm gonna go splash some water on my hair.
Look, Jerry, I don't think you should fight after school.
Listen to your friend, Jerry. That's sound wisdom.
Too late. I've been called out. I gotta follow the code of the street.
Listen up. The concrete donkey is back from the cleaners where they managed to scrub the latest fecal defiling off the beloved mule. If a student so much as touches the honorable jackass, I will give them a massive dose of suspension. Also, Mr. Doblidge is on sudden sick leave, although he seemed pretty healthy running out of the school. In any event, He previously foresaw this unforeseen eventuality by preparing a tape, which you will listen to until your substitute arrives.
All right, people, let's get started. Today's lesson will be on the Minoan civilization of Crete. Turn your textbooks to page... Jerry, what's that?
Nothing.
Bring it up here. Come on, let's have it. Just because I'm not here doesn't mean there are no rules to... Nice try, Jerry. Now put the note on the desk and go back to your seat. All right. Now, if there are no more interruptions, I'd like you all to turn to page 42. There you will see a scantily clad Cretan boy.
Hi, I'm Mr. Tidbits. I'll be filling in for Mr. Noble. Today we were supposed to be learning about ancient Greece. Now, does the fact that the Athenians in the 5th century B.C. condoned man-on-boy love diminish the Olympian heights that this civilization achieved? Yes. So there is no reason to study the Greeks. Okay, now, the Turks. You'd think you'd be on safe ground with these mad Muslim bastards. But go in any bathhouse, and I'll tell you something. You better kick the soap towards the wall.
Jerry.
Now, the Trojans.
You have to call off this fight. Oh, you're so naive. You mess with a skunk, you get the stink. Besides, she's got it coming for picking on such a gentle, harmless creature. Hey, after this, you want to head over to the zoo with the rocks at the pandas? It really tortures them. They just had babies.
And since the Etruscans were a bunch of fairies, we won't bother with them.
Fairies?
Okay, that covers everything in the lesson plan, so let's head out early.
I just want to remind you, after school, we fight.
Oh, yeah, I'm shaking. Yeah, right. There's a lot more where that came from.
Well, Tidbits, I just wanted to informally give you a formal welcome to my school.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. Mm.
Hey, you fellow academiacs, guess what day it is?
Better run. Jellyneck's on the prowl.
New guy! I'm Joffrey Jellyneck. Don't let the boys' looks fool you. I am a teacher. Tomorrow's Potluck Friday. Here's how it works. Each of us sign up today for the food we'll be bringing tomorrow. Still need a creamy vegetable or a leafy dessert. What can I jot you down for?
Are you a faggot?
I'm sorry, what's happening?
You seem womanly to me, which leads me to believe you're a faggot. Well?
Good-natured ribbing by the new guy. I love it. Hilarious.
This is no joke. I hate queers.
He stopped himself.
Come on.
I love it when my teacher spots. All right, Jake. Finally stop, Tidbits.
Hey. Listen, I think we got off to a pretty bad start in there. It's probably my fault. Tell you what, why don't we head over to my class, have a blowtorch, we'll fire up some creme brulees, have a little rap session, work out this whole misunderstanding.
Listen, Skirt, I'm not into that scene. I find your lifestyle offensive. It has no place in a house of learning. So I'll tell you what. You have two choices. One, do the right thing and resign today. Or prove to me you're a man by fighting me.
I appreciate your opinion, but I won't be doing either. I love my job here, and I'm a practicing pacifist.
I'll be waiting for you after school to hear your decision.
As you can see, we're having class in the gym. It's important to keep a trim figure through exercise, starving yourself, and later, plastic surgery. Okay, why don't you all wander around without any supervision and acquaint yourself with some of this dangerous equipment.
Hey, Blake, I can't wait to hear the sound of your skull banging against my knuckles.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Jerry, I know you've got this code, but Edie's going to kill you. If you can't back out, at least talk to Principal Blackman. He'll stop the fight and he won't hurt your lips. Squeal to the fudge?
Look, my piss flap might be a little rusty, but it's nothing a few hours in the weight room will fix. I feel a muscle throbbing.
I think that's a blood clot, Jerry.
Ah, the old bench press. My old compadre from the prison yard. Long time no Sam. Hey, Nuttage, throw me a spot. All right. Toss a few more plates on this bad boy.
You sure that's not too much, Jerry?
Too much? Back in the pen, I used to be in this little thing called the Heavy Metal Club. We had competitions for jungle juice and cigarettes. White supremacists versus the racists. I lifted for both teams. Now, what you want to do when you're pumping iron is get your trachea right up underneath the metal bar. And let her fly! Little help.
Well, nurse, I guess you'll be sending me home.
Oh, Jerry, if I sent home every student that had a shattered trachea and a few fractured vertebrae, then the classrooms would be filled with nothing but healthy kids.
No, but I'm sick. I want to go home.
Jerry, when injured students leave school, those injuries turn into lawsuits. And a lawsuit can't benefit anybody except the people who have been injured. Do you understand that?
Okay. Should she take any special precaution?
I would try to avoid any type of vicious hammer blows to the skull.
Okay.
So I will send your bill in the mail.
Hell no, I'm feverish! Take my temperature!
No way out, no way out. What am I gonna do, Tamala?
You have to back down, Jerry. You have no choice.
Listen, I'll catch up with you later. I just need to think.
Principal will be with you in a moment.
So, Socrates was a homo. I didn't know. That's funny. I think we just might be able to find a permanent spot for you, Tidbits. I have a feeling you're going to be around here for a long, long time. Jelinek, what do you want?
Maybe he's here to say goodbye.
Well, actually, I was hoping that we could have a little talk in private.
Anything you can say in private, you can say in public.
All right, good. Well, I'm having a bit of a misunderstanding with one of the teachers here, and before it escalates, I'd like you to mediate a little jam session so we could work out this conflict.
I can't stop conflict between teachers any more than I can between my students. This must be settled the way nature intended. With a vicious, bloody fight.
I'll see you after school, homo.
He said it again. What clownery!
Oh, sweet Jesus.
My view. Not again! Blake, you defiled my mule. You desecrated the honorable jackass.
Jerry, how could you? Whatever Principal Blackman has in mind for punishment, I support him 100%, and I don't care if that means locking you up and beating you senseless. What do you have in mind, Principal?
Suspension. She can spend the rest of the year at home with you.
Whatever happened to Mercy?
Don't listen to her. Kick me out of school.
Blake, what is this all about?
All right, look. I did try to get suspended, but that's because the new girl's going to beat the crap out of me after school.
Take a look at my mule. Clearly, there's nothing left in you to beat out. I'll tell you this much, Blake. Since your scheme was to get suspended, your punishment is to stay in school.
What?
I agree, Principal. The best punishment is to make her stay at not my home.
And what about the new girl?
You deserve every skull-thumping blow that the Undertaker can deliver. Get out! Mrs. Blake, I can see we're both pretty wound up. Perhaps you and I should head over to the boys' locker room and have ourselves a shower.
I consider that highly inappropriate.
Me too. That's the simple beauty of it. So, what do you say?
I don't think so.
Perhaps next time.
Absolutely not.
Have you changed your mind?
I can assure you I won't.
That's as good as a yes.
don't be afraid to draw blood early and often.
Hey, Jerry. So I heard about your little trouble after school.
I heard about yours.
So what are you going to do?
I've been called out. I'm going to have to show up and fight.
Yeah, I guess you're going to have to show up. But you don't have to fight.
What do you mean?
It's called pacifism, Jerry. And I fight my battles by not fighting.
Well, isn't that kind of, cowardly?
Sure. Some have called me a coward, but others have called me a pussy. Understand?
Not really.
Talk to your bully, Jerry. Understand her. Show her your weakness until she becomes weak herself.
So, if Edie and I have an understanding, she'll become weak?
Yes. Hey, I got something for you. Peace. It's your greatest weapon. Now let's go kick some peace.
Well, Princess, I guess it's time to rumble.
Before we get started, I've got something to say. Nothing you do or say will cause me to react or protect myself in any way.
My God, defend yourself.
This vicious beating and leave it at that.
Only if you're willing to admit the face is mightier than the fist.
Okay, you win. Oh! Hey, Mary, my hands are kind of swollen. I don't think I can drive. Think you'd give me a lift home?
Sure. Why don't I go get the car? Yeah. You know, maybe I was wrong about this pacifism thing.
Are you insane? Pacifism works like a charm, as long as you button it. Thanks.
Ha ha ha! what you got.
I guess what I learned this week is that violence really isn't the only way to resolve a conflict. But it's the only way to win it. Right, Mr. J?
That's absolutely right, Jerry. Hey, I think my brain is starting to hemorrhage.
That's hilarious.
I'm not sick. I feel better now.